Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, I'm Dave Cohen. Now, trying to get the studio lighting just right, it's WWL's Tommy Tucker.
Well, actually, Dave, I turn the lights out to take a picture of the beautiful sunrise with the Crescent City Connection.
I'm sitting here doing news, and the lights are going on, the lights are going off.
I was trying to bring you back to your disco days back in the 80s when you were in the white suit and the hot
platform
really
is
shoes.
That is a beautiful sunrise.
Because you got the clouds above
wore
the
disco clothes
bridge, and then you
time.
Got a little bit of daylight in between, and then you got the lights of the Crescent City Connection lit up, so I took a picture. That's why
that
I was
really
doing
is
that.
A beautiful sunrise, yeah.
So, I didn't distract you, by the way, did I?
I'm a professional. I can handle
it's flawless. Whatever. I didn't want to make sure. So I thought about the top five survey we do every day, and I thought about the thing you're most thankful for. But let's face it, it's going to turn out family, friends, love, all that crap, right? So
wait a minute. What's wrong with family and friends and love?
Joe, jump in here if you feel like it. It's going to be all of my kids, my family, my mom.
Oh, I missed you.
My dad, I love you so much. All that crap. All that crap. Let's start about. What is it that you'd like to, the thing that you most
You're a Scrooge if you hate Christmas. What do you call somebody who hates Thanksgiving?
What?
Sane.
Thank you, Joe. Now, here's the question. You're most looking forward to eating on Thanksgiving Day?
Ah.
You see, I'm not a Scrooge. I'm just saying, rather than, You're the one who was throwing your in-laws out of the house. You were throwing your in-laws out of the house earlier, not me. You
After
were evicting
three
them.
After 3 days.
What?
After 3 days.
They got nowhere to go.
No, they have a house.
Get
they
out.
Go back to
go.
It.
Go. Leave. Get out. I'm done with you.
thanks for stopping by.
And it's snowing outside, and they're all wrapped up in their shawls and everything. And
where is it snowing?
But, Dave, we don't have anywhere to... Get out! I don't care. It's been 3 days. Go.
I love my in-laws.
You go now. Yeah, for 3 days. You go now. Anyway, you can text us at 504-260-1870. What is it that you most look forward to eating on Thanksgiving Day at the Thanksgiving dinner table? 504-260-1870, and I'll give you the results in the 9 o'clock hour. We come back, we're going to talk with Robert Hogan. Hogan, a professor in department and chair of political science at LSU, about trust in government, as Ronald Reagan used to say. We'll be back, WWO. All right, the day before Thanksgiving, 6:15 now. Highs today of only 70, then 62 for a high tomorrow after lows in the 40s. Black Friday could be even colder than that or cooler than that. Highs of 60, Saturday warm in the 71, Sunday highs of 68, chance for showers, 65, Monday chance for showers. And then Peyton Malone saying early next week looking kind of wet, highs of 61. Then by Wednesday, next Wednesday, as they're saying now, the highs will only be 59 degrees. But we'll be into December by then, and that's about what we'd expect, right? Right now, if you average the temperatures, they're hanging around 60 degrees throughout the area. Robert Hogan joins us now. Dr. Robert Hogan, Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. Talk about trust in government. How you doing, Doc?
I'm doing fairly well. Good morning.
Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
To you as well.
Let's talk about this new Gallup poll that talks about trust in government. What did we find out?
Yeah, this poll by Gallup seems to indicate that trust in government, it notices a general decline in trust in government that we've been seeing in the United States for several decades. In about the 1970s, you saw this cliff occur in trust in government. Due to Watergate and the Vietnam era. And the more hostile environment between the media and the White House, You saw a lot of people starting to distrust government, and there was this general decline in trust in government. It's something that has continued in recent decades. But one of the more disturbing things that they recognize in this is how it is so impacted by partisanship. That is, if you are in the out party, your party does not control the White House, you have far less trust in who holds power than if your party does control the government. And this is something that is, you know, very troubling, and it's something that is really a reflection of the partisanship, the extreme partisanship that we've been seeing really since the 1960s. You've seen a homogenization of the two parties. You don't have some liberals and conservatives in each of the parties as you used to. You have a much more homogenous set of parties. You've got Democrats who tend to be on the left side, and Republicans who tend to be on the right on a lot of issues. So given that polarization, this has bled over into how much people trust government, and trust in government is something that is really important and necessary for government to be able to govern effectively. And to get compliance from people. All laws cannot constantly be policed 24/7. And so there's a lot of voluntary compliance with policies. And if you don't have trust in government, you're probably going to have less compliance with the law.
So troubling because it's now winner take all, Professor, it seems like. If my guy's in or my woman's in, that's the right way and there's no other way. So that pretty well rules out compromise of any type.
Well, exactly. If your party is not in control of government, you just don't trust what the government is doing. You don't believe that people are treated fairly. You don't believe that the policies that will come out of government are in any way going to be fair for people like you. And so there's just a general lack of trust. And that extends to what we see. I think a lot of people can observe in the political system today in Washington. You don't have as many relationships, even friendships among people between the two parties. And this has resulted in, you know, government officials not trusting one another. And Washington is oftentimes not addressing what are some of the critical issues facing the country.
That really is important, what you just said to me, because the only currency that these politicians deal in is their own word. So if they don't trust each other, even though they might be before the microphone saying this or saying that, or appealing to their constituency in this way or that way, if they can't trust each other behind the scenes, that's serious. Am I misreading that or not?
No, absolutely right. If you can't trust someone's word on a deal, that, you know, a handshake deal, I mean, all politics is really about trust. In fact, I would argue that everything in a representative democracy, the type of republic that we have in the United States, it's all about trust. Elective voters elect people to go to Washington to represent them. And it is all about trust. Do I trust this person to vote in a way that's going to help further my interest to support the side that I want supported? If that trust erodes, then you know, you sort of have a breakdown of the system. So it's of critical importance, especially in this Republican little r government that we have, this type of representative democracy that we have.
Hey, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Dr. Robert Hogan, Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. I'll ask you at 504-260-1870, do you trust the government? And you can also, if you'd like, give me your party affiliation, if you want, or your people in power right now. 504-260-1870. We'll talk about independence when we come back as well. 620 traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Dr. Robert Hogan, professor and department chair of political science at LSU. Professor, I don't know if there's any answer to this question or not, but as you mentioned, Watergate and the media. You know, one always wonders if the shenanigans were going on since the time of Washington and the media wasn't there, we just didn't know about it, or because of the development of the media, the shenanigans were exposed and that could lead to less trust when, in fact, the trust from the beginning was misplaced. Thoughts?
No, absolutely. I think the shenanigans were there for a long time. And I think the media often, up until the 1970s, took sort of a subservient role to the government. In fact, there are a lot, one could even argue there are a lot of people in government that wish the press still took this approach, in which they were stenographers, merely reporting and not trying to analyze and explain to the public. And the media certainly changed in the 1970s in a way that became, in the view of government officials, as being very antagonistic. And you could view that as in a negative way if you're a government official, but if you're a citizen and want to know what the government's really up to, you want somebody up there asking hard questions. And I think that's what we have. And it is, as you just said, is exposed some of the negative aspects of government that really affect people's views of what's going on.
So is this the new normal? People don't trust people. People don't trust politicians. They don't trust the media. Does anybody trust anybody anymore in this age of social media? And I don't know. I wish I could see some way that it goes back. But what do you think?
Well, I mean, lack of trust is not just directed at government, but it's also directed at the news media, at institutions, higher education. Believe that or not, directed at all institutions, and it's a cynicism. And I think we have politicians right now. I think Donald Trump is somebody who is cynical about a lot of things in America, and says that everything's fake, that he doesn't agree with. And that kind of, the type of people who hold office can have a big impact on the degree of cynicism that people have about government. And so I think we're going through a period right now where there is a lot of cynicism. Is there any way for that to change? I don't know. I mean, if you look in the past, there have been points in the past when trust has gone up. Oftentimes that is when there is some sort of national tragedy or disaster. I guess that's what we have to look forward to when people will start to address the government.
Sumner Unitas, thank you, sir. Hope you have a nice Thanksgiving. Dr. Robert Hogan.
You as well.
Thank you, Professor and Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. We'll come back. It is Wednesday morning, not Thursday morning, but tomorrow's Thanksgiving, naturally. So we're going to talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, today and get some last-minute Thanksgiving tips. Right now, 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Thank you, Joe. I'm Dave Cohen. Back to Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
I can't win.
What?
I can't win. But if I can go to distance, at least they'll know I weren't just another bum from the neighborhood. The Turkey Day race is tomorrow, 5 miles around City Park. I love this thing, right?
Wait, you're participating in the Turkey Day race?
I am, and I'm walking, not running, because I got replacement knees, and you're not supposed to run on those, but having done some practice walks, training, whatever you want to call it, I can't beat 20 minutes a mile. I just can't do it. With the knees and the legs, the little legs, I just can't do it. No pain. Everything's fine. I can't beat that time.
The little legs.
I'm not the tallest guy in the world. Between the little legs and the replacement knees, I can't beat 20 minutes a mile. So I'm debating.
So 5 miles at 20 minutes a mile is 100 minutes.
Right? Okay. So I don't know whether that
will
would
anyone
be a celebration
be there at the end
of. Well, that's the point. I don't know if it's a celebration of Look, the guy's got replacement knees, but he's still walking 5 miles with those little legs. Or
little legs. That's impressive, though. I mean,
or it's going to be. You know how the police hit that siren, that little beep, beep.
Yeah,
and,
dude,
and I'm the
get
only
out
one
of the
there.
Road.
And that's what they're saying. They're saying, you got to go. You got to go. And I'll just turn around and say, I'm not even in a race. I'm just walking around City Park. What are you talking about?
Maybe you should start early.
I don't think they allow that. You talking about cheating, just doing a Rosie Ruiz?
No, not cheating.
Just Google it. Rosie Ruiz. She cheated in the Boston Marathon.
If it's going to take you nearly 2 hours. She took the subway. But if it's going to take you nearly 2 hours, maybe you just start an hour early.
Well, I don't think an hour.
You're not racing anyway. You're not trying to win anything. You're just trying to.
What do we say? 100 minutes is what? An hour and a half?
40 minutes. Yeah.
Hour and 40 minutes. Yeah, it's not quite 2 hours, but.
I said close to.
Yeah. If y'all walk, tell me, what kind of pace do you walk? I don't know what normal is to walk a mile. I don't know.
I think most people walk around 2 miles an hour.
2 miles an hour, so that would be...
A mile every 30 minutes. So you're walking at a pretty good clip with your replacement knees.
So I'm not doing bad at all.
Legs.
Yeah, I'm gone. I'll be there. 504-260-1870. We got our top five survey going. What do you look forward to leading at the Thanksgiving table tomorrow? Most look forward to sweet potato casserole, far and away the leader right now.
So that's sweet potatoes, pecans, and marshmallows?
On the top, yeah. And then the sugar, just like about 5 pounds of sugar.
Brown sugar.
Per potato.
Per yam.
Yes, per yam, as it were. Somebody else said Erster dressing. So we'll talk to Mike Stern when we come back, see what he's looking forward to here on WWL. 6:45, quarter till 7. Happy Thanksgiving to Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, and everybody else listening. How you doing, Mike Strain? Dr. Mike Strain.
I am doing excellent. Getting ready for Thanksgiving. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's Hootie? Hootie's getting ready, too?
Hootie is having a hooterific time every day. She's so excited. She knows friends and family coming tomorrow, right? And, of course, she's got to be the center of attention, but she is doing very, very well. Yep, yep, yep. How's Grady?
Everybody's doing just great, Mike. Tell me about defrosting turkeys and keeping everybody safe for tomorrow, and if they've not yet done it, what they need to do.
Well, if you have not defrosted your turkey, if you haven't taken it out of the freezer, well, guess what? You're going to have to do it in the sink with the cold water method. And what you do, you change the water every 30 minutes, and it's about 30 minutes per pound. And once you're done, well, then go ahead. You got to clean up everything very, very well. If not, you better go get a refrigerated turkey. You know, every once in a while, somebody forgets to take that turkey out of the freezer. I took mine out on Saturday and put it into the refrigerator. And so you want it completely thawed. Now, if it's not completely thawed, you may have to add a little bit of extra cooking time. Do not put that great big turkey in the microwave. Mm-mm. That is not a good idea at all.
No.
But you can use the cold, not hot water, cold water method to do that. Now, an unstuffed turkey, if you are 4 to 6 pounds, it can take up to 2.5 hours. You know, at 12 to 14 pounds, 3 to 3.25. 18-pound turkey, you better figure 4.25 hours. And the monster turkey, up to 20 pounds, 4.5 hours. Now,
Mike, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
The main thing, and if you're cooking stuffing, cook the stuffing on the side and then put in later. A lot of times what happens is that people put stuffing in the turkey and then they cook that turkey and the stuffing may not get cooked all the way through, and you don't want to do that.
Mm.
You know, so cook the stuffing on the side, and we are going to have some oyster dressing, which is we use an old Creole recipe that's been handed down for generations. And, you know, my wife does it, but this year my sister's going to be doing the stuffing. And, of course, it's my aunt is the keeper of the recipe. And we're going to have a great big gumbo. We're going to start on that tomorrow morning early. I've got some beautiful Pontchartrain blue crabs from Mr. Bauer's shop. We've got some fresh shrimp coming. I picked up some oysters to put in there. It's going to be served on Louisiana rice. So we're going to have a cooking. And so we've got all the ingredients, and we're going to cook it in a 7-gallon cast iron round bottom pot. So it's going to be outside in a round bottom pot, you know, family and friends. So we start off with the cooking, and we're going to have a large group over here on the farm. So we're really looking forward to it. We got all the Louisiana sweet potatoes, yam right. It's going to be good. And just for a trial run, last night I took some Merlotons, or you may call it Melaton, mm-hmm. and a shrimp stuffing on some Merlotons and tried that out last night. And it's a good start. It was excellent.
What is a Merloton exactly? I know I've eaten them before, and I've seen them in the store, but I don't know. Is it a fruit, a vegetable? What is it?
It's a vegetable. It's a vegetable. And, of course, you know, most people, you and I, we know what it is. But most people around the country have never seen one. Now, when you get that fresh Merloton, you can get some really nice ones right now. They're running about 69, 70 cents each, which is not bad at all. But you have to put it in boiling water for about 30 minutes. Don't try to cut it and clean it because it can be very firm. You put it in the boiling water for about 30 minutes until it's soft. Then you go ahead. You got to let it cool off a little bit because it's really hot. Then you go ahead and split it and you clean out some of the center, or you take, a lot of people will take and make the stuffing with the Merloton. They cut the cubes out and leave a thin layer of Merloton in a shell, and you mix that up and you make your own stuffing with the Merlotons and your shrimp and whatever else good things you're going to use, and you put it back in the oven at 325 degrees for about 20-25 minutes. I like to put some Parmesan cheese on top as well.
Somebody tagged, well, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 6:50, 10 till 7, talking all things Thanksgiving with Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Somebody does want to know if this has been the driest sugarcane harvest ever. We'll get to that when we return. 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56 and a half, day before Thanksgiving. Mike Strain's our guest, Dr. Mike Strain, a beloved veterinarian on the North Shore Commission, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, somebody want to know if this was the driest sugarcane harvest ever.
It's one of the drier harvests. It's been dry, really, in the last 6 weeks. We are in somewhat of a drought, but not anything like we had in 2023. 2023 was very devastating if you look at historical droughts. But overall, we've received about 61 inches of rain across the state. Normal average rainfall is around 60 inches. It's just that it's dry this time of year. But the sugarcane harvest is underway. It's doing very, very well. We're getting little snaps of rain that keeps the plants healthy. But also, as dry as it is, we're able to harvest that cane very efficiently. So that's good. So we're having a good sugarcane season. A little bit of more intermittent rain would increase our tonnage, but it's all good. Sugar's good, tonnage is good, and we're going to have a good season this year, and we're very thankful for that. And price of sugar is holding, so that is a big deal.
Mike, somebody wants to know if you can go somewhere and get a turkey, select your own turkey, and you know, then bring it home, not as a pet, but for dinner. Do you know of any place that does that?
There may be some places locally. You probably have to look up on the internet and see if there's such a place. I don't know that you can go and harvest your own turkey. If you have ever, slaughtered poultry, you know, that's kind of a tough thing to do. In other words, you've got to do a lot of plucking. You've got to clean it.
Pin feathers and everything else.
I'd go down and get that butter ball is what I would do.
Yeah, they got
probably some local places you can buy a local turkey, because under the rules, you know, people can sell turkeys and poultry off the farm. They can slaughter it on the farm, or they can bring it to farmers markets, you know, and it is a pretty significant number. But again, if you've never done that sort of thing, leave it to the professional.
Yeah, I got a deal. I don't pluck turkeys. They don't come on the radio, and it works out fine for everybody.
No, it works just out absolutely fine. Yes, we used to raise chickens, and look, I'll go get mine. Miss Goldie's what I'll do.
There you go. Let's talk about people buying Christmas trees, buying Louisiana trees, Mike.
Absolutely. And you can go to Southern Christmas Tree and you can type that in or do a local search. They got some beautiful trees. They got Leland cypress, Arizona cypress, Virginia pine, Eastern white pine, and Eastern red cedar. And you can go there. There are a number of Christmas tree farms all around the state. We have several, and we have three in St. Tammany. So that's one of them. With some in Washington Parish, Steele's Christmas Tree, and Elvis. So get a fresh Christmas tree. It's a lot of fun. Bring the kids. Let them run up and down the fields and get a saw. And if you don't want to saw it, they will saw it for you. There's nothing like a fresh Christmas tree in the home.
Amen.
The smell is incredible.
Mike,
amen.
Thank you so much for everything you do for us throughout the year. We're thankful for you. We're appreciative of you. I hope you and all the Strains have a tremendous Thanksgiving weekend, not just tomorrow, the entire weekend.
Oh, no, it's a whole week. Look, we celebrate Thanksgiving week, right? And that's why we've been eating plenty local shrimp, local seafood, local sweet potatoes, pecans. It's
yeah, you're
great.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.